Hello and welcome back to Capes and Cowls. I'm Paul, your game master. With me we have Art, who plays Chimera.
Evening, everybody.
Mike, who plays Salamander.
Hello.
Last but not least, Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Hello.
So, question of the day today is from Art. What you got for us, Art?
So, what's your favorite city in the world and why?
Specifically, the world of Riverside City. Not this planet.
Does New York City exist?
Absolutely.
So if I had said St. Louis.
That does not exist.
That wouldn't exist. That
bitch got blown to kingdom come.
New York
City. And having talked to people who live there, no one would be mad about it.
New York City is her. Everything
else. Yeah, no. Got a friend who's from there. He absolutely agrees.
And why?
Nah.
Why New York City?
Why?
Oh.
Was a
well,
while.
She went on a family trip. I'm sorry, I was writing down the question and now I lost my train of thought. They went on a family vacation one summer to New York City, and she got to see all of the cool things. So, like, she saw Broadway, she saw Times Square, They made her do the, not Alcatraz, what's that one?
Ellis Island.
They made her do Ellis Island. They got to go into the Statue of Liberty.
Okay, she got to be a tourist.
She got to be a tourist.
But it was too cold.
No. Go in the summer.
Sal, what's your answer?
They like to go places for holidays. I mean, they'd go.
No, they went.
Let's go
in
for
the,
Christmas.
Listen, they went in the summer.
Let's go for New Year's. The ball drop.
Oh God, they would go during the fucking ball drop. You won.
So, I mean, part of me just wants to say, you know, his favorite city is his home. So, you know.
It's not really the city.
Honolulu? Yeah.
But Honolulu is a valid answer, and it's because it's home.
Yeah.
He's got enough good memories to counteract the bad.
Indeed.
God damn, that was difficult to talk. Holy fuck. Mr. Art, what is your answer?
I did say
city, not town. So you cannot say Bend.
Yeah, I know. I'm actually going to go with Sydney. Because of the Opera House and all the iconic, you know, things that you see there. Staten has one of the best harbors and one of the coolest harbors in the world, I should say.
That's Art's love of sailing.
Yeah.
Slipping in.
Yes.
On the best accents.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's Nally being a little bit biased.
And just for funsies, mine would probably be... I think it'd be Hong Kong. I've got something really cool planned for Hong Kong if we ever get there.
I thought you meant somewhere where you traveled to.
No.
Like where you've traveled to pick your favorite?
Because I'm picking in Riverside City, my current favorite
in this world.
In this world, I've traveled all of them. They spawned from my dome. I've got something cool planned for Hong Kong. Like, if we ever end up there. But yeah, so that's just me. I had a really cool idea for it, and I'm gonna run with it. Recap from last time: they talked to Zell for a bit, and then they figured out that Chris's family is fucking ancient, and his ancestors might still be alive.
That's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
The one who gave him his plant powers. Probably. And they went and they dealt with the water crystal that was absorbing the river, and Sal got punted by the river.
Yeah, that's a
almost died. Statement. And then they sailed on a barge down the river toward the toward Keaton with Zell hidden in a blacked out box inside, so he would not dive to the sunlight. And they were approaching the walls of the walls of Keaton when it stopped. When we stopped.
I'm assuming Zell minimized his mansion.
Yes, it is roughly the size of a lunchbox.
Okay. So we were approaching the city walls, and there was some kind of commotion.
Sized container. Yes. So as you guys approach the walls, you expect, you know, conquering hero shit. You ride in on the wave, you know. But instead of that, people are leveling staves at you. And you hear Kaelin swearing from the quarter deck where he's sailing, you know, sailing the ship. And he goes, "The fucking fire touched are still on the walls? Shit." He says, "Everyone be ready to move. They might just try and kill me out of hand. Because I'm outside the city, and therefore outside the protections of Keaton's law."
Could I put an illusion over him?
You thought it? You could, yeah, theoretically, 100%.
It's not good.
Would you like to use your lucky to roll with advantage, Natalie? You have bad lucky, right? You have the lucky.
The new lucky, yes.
I have my boon lucky.
So you have your one reroll, but would you like to use?
Ready.
Your new school lucky to give yourself advantage.
Advantage. It's worse.
What's your total? Because there are exactly
14.
There are three people with a chance to pierce that illusion.
14.
Three people who matter. I was giving you a chance. Because if only one had succeeded, there's a chance they would have said, "No, you're an idiot." No, two of them saw through it. And,
or I did it too late.
Exactly. You did it once he said that, and they were already in sight. Mm-hmm. And so the illusion's great. But they know that's who it is. And from the top of the...
Did we get a chance to do any healing?
You had enough... You had like 10... Yes. You had like 20 minutes of river time. So not enough for a short rest, but enough that you could get healed.
Because that's going to be important.
Actually, no. You could have taken as long as you wanted, you know.
Mm-hmm.
However, the longer you wait means the worse it'll be when you get there.
Yeah,
you don't know that, but now you do know that.
All right, where are they all?
Right there. And if you remember, the Fire Touch family are known for human experimentation.
Oh, wonderful.
That is their, like, their dirty secret that Zell discovered. And that's why they wanted to burn it. They tried to burn him at the stake.
So, 28...
Sure.
You have the empowered healing on your staff.
So,
because
you choose.
No, empowered means you can reroll up to your casting mod number of dice. Because you have the healing. You have one of your options is the healing one, right? Because you've got the caster and the healer, right? Those are the two you picked.
Mm-hmm.
So you reroll the, you know, on both rolls you would get to reroll the ones you wanted to reroll up to your casting one, which yours is 6, so you can reroll all those hits if you wanted to. This is where Arts remembers he forgot that.
Yeah, I did. And, I never remember that.
It's really good for you that we remembered, right? Right, Mike? Mm-hmm.
33?
Go. And that should be good for...
Okay. Yeah, because that's 60.
118.
Okay.
So, I'm over 100.
That'll work.
So you guys just continue the barge?
Mm-hmm.
You have the ability to stop it. Like, that's the thing that you can do.
Keep moving.
All right. So you guys you get within about 100 feet of the wall. And a firebolt is shot in, like, towards... And you hear a booming voice yell, "Stop the barge!" And Kaelin says, "If I stop this, they'll immolate us."
Yeah, don't stop.
But I will take what you say under advisement.
Part of me wants to yell back.
I know, that's what I'm thinking too.
All right.
Go for it.
In my loudest voice. "Is this how you treat the people that saved your ass?"
Hell yeah.
A very self-important looking young man, roughly the same age as Kaelin, stands up at the center of the wall and puts his foot up on it, and he says, "The Fire Touch family melted the glacier and created a new river. What do you speak of?"
"The fuck you did."
He says, and Kaelin says, that's the other house's scion.
Oh. He's what, 100 feet away?
His name is Endara.
Do I get to try out my new toy? What was his name?
Endara. Endara. Fire touched.
That is not what I typed in.
And Kaelin will let you know that he's known for being an incredibly powerful what you recognize as like a sorcerer. He can actually make fire inside him, unlike most people have to use weapons or crystalline, you know, weapon. He is one of maybe four or five people you've heard on this entire rock that can cast magic without an item or being attached to a god.
Okay.
And he's definitely not a cleric. Like, he doesn't have that kind of magic. And you're well enough versed and with your passive because you get the 8. You'd know that that probably means that his family interbred with someone from the other world, or, I don't know, experimented with the blood of someone from the other world and maybe it spliced it so that they had a chance at real magic. Which is enough to put them in power over an entire city.
Yeah.
Which you'll find out an entire, massive region of this hemisphere. So, you guys continue on.
Mm-hmm.
You're inching closer. The barge is not going very fast at this point because it's a tiny canal and it's a big ass barge. And I would like you guys to roll initiative, but it's not for combat. You're going to elect someone to roll, and they will roll initiative. And I will roll opposing, and we will do this back and forth. I do this, you guys do that. Okay?
So I shouldn't have rolled?
You rolled.
It was a 12.
Best, you have the best dex, though, so...
12 plus 8 for 20.
I will roll my 1d20. I'm adding 4. 15. So you guys will go... Your action will go first. You are... I'm going to draw up a thing on my board here. We have a channel... And you guys are here, and you're trying to get to here. And that's a W for you guys, wall. And it is currently 100 feet. and your boat naturally will travel 10 foot around. 10 foot per round is this, and essentially you're at 100 right now. So you need, either it would take 10 rounds of them getting to pound on you, or you can try and do things to speed it up or protect yourselves. Okay?
Okay.
So you decide amongst yourselves who's going. Essentially, this is a skill challenge with very real complications of them being able to light your asses on fire if you make a mistake. Okay? So pick a skill, roll it, and we'll see how far you move. Or how you would protect yourselves. Any questions?
Could I throw up an illusion of what I saw them breaking the water to allow the water to flow through?
To, like, try and change their minds of that it was bullshit?
What they're saying is bullshit.
Oh, we could also do that through logic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this is a liar's paradise is what you're going to figure out.
Yeah.
They trust the people who keep them warm, and the Fire Touch Clan do that. However, if you can show this is what we fucking did, and then you can show the crystal, like, you know what I mean? You have a very real chance of maybe swaying someone, or at least stopping them from attacking you for a round or two, if you roll well enough. Alright.
Part of me just wants to do intimidation, pull out my big gun, be like, how attached are you to your skull?
The DC is 18, but if every 5 you get better than that, you'll get an extra round of
movement,
yeah, unabated.
Do we each get a thing to do?
It'll be you, then me, you, then me.
So it's one
group. However, you will get to skip me if you beat, you know what I mean?
Basically, the more we do to delay them shooting at us, the better.
Correct.
So we need to beat Nate.
Theoretically, I'm only going to get to guaranteed shoot at you twice. Unless if you put up a barrier or something, I won't get to shoot you. I'll shoot at the barrier. But I will mark that on my board when I'm going to guarantee a hit. So, Natalie, you're going to roll illusion?
Yes.
And what is the illusion of?
It's the illusion of, it's like a, it's almost like she's going to try to pull up a projector.
Okay, like a massive projector?
Like a massive projector, and it shows Sal
blasting
in the water,
funnel, and then getting
getting yeeted.
Are you going to use your new school lucky to give yourself advantage?
Yes.
Because you need to remember that exists. Do you have new school lucky? I didn't see it on your sheet. Natalie?
We have my boon lucky. That's why I was confused. So I said that.
You only have the boon lucky? Okay.
Yeah.
Which is just the 1 point.
Right.
So you used inspiration just now, or did you use the boon lucky? For the reroll.
For the reroll, I did my boon lucky.
So your boon is gone for today. Okay. Yeah. So you have lucky, you have inspirations left. So just roll flat then.
Plus 9. 12 plus 9.
21. That will buy you 10 feet. It'll buy you a round.
What do they think?
Some people are like, no one is, you're not showing off the crystal right now, right?
Correct.
So, that's someone like, that does look like, that's a lot of water. Maybe that is the river. Like, they're like, idiot. The water showed up. That's too much. There's too much water. There's no way that it was that. He'd be dead. Okay. That was enough to sow discord. He's like, shoot them! And they're like, but what about this? And you made your 10 feet. Next.
Your turn, right?
You
skipped it.
Because you succeeded.
You did well.
Essentially, if you can throw enough things in my way, I might not even get a turn.
Oh, fun! I like
Besides
that.
The 3 shots, I guaranteed myself a turn. The okay. 2 shots, I guaranteed myself.
Got it.
So, you're at 90 feet from the wall.
Alright. Part of me wants to just do a, you know, logic the way through this. So, you know, who's the one that claims to, you know, back and forth? Obviously, we're going to have to yell back and forth. Who's the one that...
Yelling 100 feet is fucking difficult.
No, I know.
Well, actually, no. It's like yelling from home plate to... Then you can have a conversation 100 feet. You're okay.
Yeah.
90 feet. Yes, you're fine.
Basically, who's the one that told, you know, who claims to have done this? You know, where are they? How, you know, who did you see them go? You know, basically,
and, roll. You can roll persuasion.
I don't want to.
What you said you want to do is persuasion.
I don't want to.
Why would you not let Chris do that?
Yes.
Would you let Chris to roll for that?
Yes. I've got a 3.
Yes.
So I will.
You are trying to do the intimidation.
But
I'm going to oppose with his deception.
Deception. Sorry.
I thought it was the DC. So you set a DC for the. You know,
I did for the illusion. You know what? Let's say we're going to take the passive. 18. Did you think Chris can't fail?
Yes, he can.
No, he's got a 10. 11,
oh, that's right. Minimum is 24.
Yeah, I know. So no matter what, you're going to get 2. You're going to get 20 out of those.
32? I rolled an 18.
Okay, hold on. So 20, I said 18 plus 10 is 28. You're off by 1 to get the third tier. So you are now.
We made 40 feet down the.
No, we're.
We got 10 plus 2 more.
10 plus 2, yeah, so you made 30. So yeah, you're
on 60. Top of the 10 we already made. So
yeah, so 60.
We've made it 40
feet. The boss says, "Kill them now, or I'll kill your families will hear from me." And some of the guys freak out, and I do need dex saves from everybody on deck.
That is a 16 total for me.
Fourteen.
What's the DC?
DC is 15.
Okay.
I get a D4.
She is a bunny person.
Look at that. I made it.
And I'm going to guess that it's fire damage.
This one is, yeah.
I was just looking at my lucky footwork, and I was like, oh, I never really used that.
So it's 29 fire.
So 15.
So 7.
And then I need you to make con saves. As a cone of cold rips out.
Great.
I don't have nearly enough gears for that, so I'm just going to go dig back in my bag.
Well, shit.
You said con save?
Yeah, you want to make this one really bad, Natalie. All right.
Well, that's a 19 plus 3, so I'm really hoping I make that.
You make one for Murphy? Murphy's not in Big Kit right now.
No, he's not in Big Kit. Okay. He's just in his bag.
I totaled it a lot.
I didn't think I would need him.
Boy, my sister's doing really well on those saves.
I thought she was below deck.
Oh, she could be.
Because she isn't involved in the talk, so I figured she was below deck.
Okay.
I was giving you the benefit out of that, actually. Sorry, looking for more D8s. I'm up to 5 of the 8 I need so far. 6. Seven and eight. Perfect. That was atrocious. Maybe not. Never mind. It bounced funny. 20. 37. So, which was reduced to 18 if you made it. And it's, then again, double fusion. So it's 30. It's 36. 36, actually. Because you made it, you take one less damage. Anyone below decks did not take that, but if you've been talking, you're above deck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next.
If you failed the save, you have to let me know, okay?
I did.
Which one?
The cold.
So did I.
He's not one who matters. Okay.
Ah.
If you succeed, she hides with you.
Ah.
If you fail, she has to resist, which effectively she's given evasion by being on you from all abilities.
Got
so it. If she made the save, she's fine. Okay. It is your turn again.
All right. I'm going to piggyback off of what she showed them.
Yes.
You saw what the river did to me. You really think you stand a chance?
Intimidation?
Stand down.
Intimidation.
Yes.
Roll it. You rolling with strength or with charisma?
Con. You saw what the river did to me. I'm a tough fucker.
You know what? I'll let you roll with strength, but you can add an extra plus +2.
Okay.
Which is the same as your fucking con. So roll a con. Never mind.
No, the plus +2 is, yeah.
16. You have a 20 con, right? Or do you have 18 con?
20 con.
So it'd be the same. So never mind. Just roll with con. It's fine. It's a logical way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fine.
Yeah. All right.
Your DC you're looking for is 18.
Okay, so plus +9. That is a 19.
So you do gain 10 feet.
We're halfway there.
Whoa.
And also, I can be on top of them if I want.
There's without exaggeration, 50 people with weapons pointed at you
on the wall. But the big guy, the leader, is the only one that's...
Roll to make him you shit roll perception, you guys.
18 total.
10 plus 12 for 22.
The barrier that you saw before with all the panels is still up. They're shooting through it.
Got it.
No, it wasn't back up. It never went down. They still think they're under threat. They're under attack. Because you guys are being aggressive. Or, correction, because they have said you're being aggressive. It was enough to get you 10 feet, though. So who would like to go? And remember, you cannot repeat anything you've done.
Is it mine? Oh, it's Chris's turn?
It's us.
Yeah, it's us.
Technically, you are supposed to go in round. So, like, it's the four of you go.
It's the same thing
plus a sibling if you wanted her to. And then the four of you will go again. But you can't, like, you can't go Natalie. Mm-hmm. Now, Chris could go Chris, because Chris is the end.
Yeah, all three of us went, so now it's us.
Wait, Chris, you just did with your persuasion.
Yeah, I did a persuasion.
So it is either you guys can do another round, or you go to your sister.
Yeah, but she's below decks, then...
She could come up.
Yeah.
Or would you like to just go do another round? Nothing will penalize you for doing that, by the way. If you want to have her stay below deck and not...
Yeah, I'm gonna leave her down there.
Okay, then it is free. It's free. Anyone can go, but remember, you cannot reuse the same skill.
What if I use legal matters?
You would be at disadvantage.
Why?
Because you don't know this world.
You don't know their laws.
But you do have the help. The only reason you have a chance at all is because Kaylin is there to help you. But you could roll it.
No.
Actually,
if I have
no.
disadvantage, I won't.
Hold on. He will offset. No. Kaylin will offset the disadvantage. You would roll it regular.
Okay. 11 plus 12 for 23.
That is enough for two tiers, which gets you to 30. You guys, basically, you end up citing guest law, and you show your writ from Lord Kaelin's father, the Frostwing Clan, and that's enough to get most of the more reasonable guards to back the fuck off. Except
the
for the fire-touched family. Basically, the ones in the center who are very aggressive. And he looks at them and says, "That boat doesn't pass through these walls or I'll have you all killed." And because the other ones have all left, except for his family.
And this is your rolls, I'm assuming, right?
Yes, it is 30. 30 was my next guaranteed attack. So I'm going to be rolling. I need... It'll be Constitution and then Dexterity. If you fail the Constitution, you disadvantage the Dexterity.
First Constitution, then Dexterity?
Correct.
Alright. 28 this time.
13 plus 4. 4, 17.
The DC is...
God save.
Woohoo! The DC is 18.
Son of a bitch!
I made it by a lot.
For the con save?
Yeah.
Okay.
Blue, I rolled an 18 on my con save.
I'm using my blue disc
It's not cold damage.
Oh, this one isn't?
No. Okay. This is the fire touch family. What are they using on you?
Fire.
Poison and fire.
Oh. Poison this time.
So am I using it? And I have to roll dex too.
Well, we'll roll the poison. This is the what's the damage on cloud kill?
What?
I got no fun.
Do you have it? I think you might have it, Art.
Luckily, I take half damage from poison.
Are you fucking kidding me? I missed a letter and it won't find it.
There it is, got it. 20 foot radius, con save.
Yeah, that's what okay, so it is. Yeah. So, it was the 8s. So here is the con save. Okay, wow, that was a great roll. 32 points of poison damage if you failed. If you succeeded, you take half that much.
And if you're resistant, you take half that.
Correct. However, if you failed that, no matter what, you are all coated in flammable poison. Negate it, which will give you vulnerability to fire damage. If you have resistance, it's negated, so you're just going to take regular. If you're a family of fire mages, you learn to get around that shit.
Fun. 102 minus 32 is 80, right?
Yes. Okay. I need dex saves. I'm using the soccer ball.
Mm-hmm. Natural 20.
You take nothing.
Fantastic.
You somehow managed to fucking juke this shit.
Thank total of 20.
God.
You'll take half.
Yeah. What's the target?
18.
I'm going to take it all.
And did you fail the con?
No.
No matter what, you're vulnerable. So it's just real bad.
No, I did not fail the con.
Doesn't matter. You're still coated in flammable poison. And that was how much poison did you inhale. Mm-hmm. This is, you're covered in flammable poison.
So what would have happened if we failed the con save?
You take the full poison damage. The poison
you
was
said
never...
said there was something special if we failed the con save.
Yeah, you get disadvantage on the dex save. Wow, okay. The fire was way better than the poison. The poison was way better than the fire. But you're going... What? 25. So, 50. Halved to 25 if you succeeded on the dex save. And nothing for Nelly for the net 20.
Thank God.
As he does his absolute damnedest to blow this building. I gotta roll for Kalen to see how he does, actually. So, this is the initial deck save. It's looking bad for Kalen so far. Let's change dice.
Or he's eaten.
He's driving the boat.
Yeah.
Unless, like, what I thought you were gonna do is put up a force barrier.
I don't have that power.
You're a force constructs person.
Yes, so it'd have to be a power check. I don't... Okay.
That was what I was expecting.
It's not listed in my power set...
It is a power... You and yes. I both know that the force construct is the most flexible power in the world.
Second.
What's the most?
Invention.
Oh, no! You need shit to do! You need stuff to do that! This is in your dome if it comes real. Kalen drops on the explosion. Someone will want to deal with that.
Yeah, that's okay.
As he lies bleeding. And your boat starts to scrape along the edge.
God damn it.
No, that I was going to cover that because okay. I need it
you
myself.
Do that and I'll figure out what I can do to...
So.
You'll notice that the gate is still open, though. Like the palisade type thing is not dropped. Obviously, someone who's not part of the Fire Touch family is in charge of it. Do I hear, y'all feel a mass cure wounds coming on? Don't forget to empower. Is that 5d8?
I went up a level.
68.
I'm at 7.
Ooh, I did a good job!
Or you did a bad job because you know you don't have Sarah to contend with.
Oh, she'll kill these people. like a knife through hot, like a hot knife through butter, or a scythe through ripe wheat. You roll up less than 5. Oh no!
twos and threes on five of the six dice.
Holy fuck.
Can't get any worse than that.
Sure you can. Ones and you twos. Didn't. But.
So, 10, 20, 29,
plus
6. Plus
6. 35.
35.
Kaelin gets back up, groaning.
Fuck.
Everybody gets 35.
Did someone get the number of the snowball that hit me in the head? Or did someone find the caster of the snowball that hit me in the head?
Can't use intimidation again. I'm going to use, I'd like to use Force Construct and do just a barrier in front of us.
Like a globe or just a wall?
Plow. To keep them from hitting us for this next...
So a wall. A mobile wall.
Yeah.
You want to angle it so it deflects, because you want to understand physics, and
mm-hmm.
It's dumb to do a fucking flat wall that's just going to pancake in.
Yeah.
Okay, roll it for me.
Can I borrow Bardic Inspiration?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we'll mark those off.
I'm currently at 17, so...
Yes. Yes, you can have...
Remember, you have your minimum of 8.
Yeah. Rolled an 8 on the die.
Ah!
So, with 2 more, that puts it at 19.
Okay, so you...
That gets us to 20 feet.
It's enough to weather that next 10 feet of them
hurtling
fire at you.
Yeah.
It's a lot of that combo poison, fire. It's like almost like there's... And you see one of the guys has a dedicated staff that is pumping the poison.
Yeah.
It's just like a stream of poison. Then he cuts it off. They light it. And then they light it.
So basically, it's the gasoline hose.
Yes. You're at 20. You are 20 foot from the wall. No one yet has failed, which gave me a free attack. I've only gotten my guaranteed attacks. And I believe you have not yet had a turn in this round, and neither has Natalie. No, legal man.
Is it in? Legal.
So it is your... Chris, it is, you have to do it. Which he wants to anyway.
So the...
Deception?
No, actually, I'm thinking. So, the barrier itself, is it designed to keep out
the hex one or the one that's on your boat right now? Sal just made a force construct.
Oh no! On the
which, by the way, it has it just shattered,
it's going down from the barrage.
Yeah. Yes. No, I'm talking about the wall that they're hiding behind. Is it designed to prevent physical or magical?
It is designed to prevent physical almost as certainly. Plus, it would probably resist like a cold other attack, but yeah.
So I'm thinking telekinesis.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to pull him off the wall and onto the barge.
Oh!
You've already used it today.
It's at will. It is not limited by...
What? I thought it... Oh, that thing is even more dumb than I thought it was.
Yes, it is. It is at... So, hang on. Let me...
Ring of telekinesis. I thought it was... It was a certain number of times a day.
Fuck. Oh, actually, I should... Because this is... I have to change this out.
Yeah, for the non-legacy version?
Yeah.
Let's see what the new one does. That's super dumb. Or in the spring, you can cast telekinesis from it. That's it. It did not change.
Okay. Is it at will?
You can cast it. That there is no
limit. Yeah, because the other one is at will. You can cast it. So.
Someone's about to be in trouble.
Oh, and there's actually a thing that explains the DCs now.
So, let me find the new one.
It uses your DC.
Yes.
It's even better for you.
Oh, God, yeah.
Wow.
It's an opposed strength test versus my casting ability.
Oh, he's fucked. No, he can get acrobatics, too, because it's a grapple. Or no,
it says in the ring, in telekinetic.
It's so bad for him.
Yeah.
I'm going to double check the spell, but. They make a strength saving throw. Yep, that's bad for him. Okay, who are you grabbing?
Who do you think?
Andara?
Yes.
Okay. I will roll strength save.
Big bus jackass.
He is not a big man.
And Glaive.
The spell grabs a hold of him, and he does this weird slip, and someone else goes, and the guy who's standing next to him is yanked towards you.
Okay. With that, I'm going to then call him out on that.
It was almost imperceptible. Like, it looks like you grabbed him on purpose. This is a family that has essentially lied their asses off for 30 generations, at least 10 or 15 generations to get where they are. Their family are very well versed in the lying arts.
So the question is,
you do have a very burly looking man who's very confused on your boat now. Which is enough to get you an extra 10 feet. You're within 10 feet of the walls now. I failed, so you succeeded.
Do you let us know about that?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
He went like this, and someone fucking fell off the wall.
Yeah, yes. Like...
But no, I mean about... The Andara,
yes, you
know, slipping out of the way.
Actually, you'd have to roll perception to even see it.
All of us?
He's the only one watching that particular thing. You guys are... Most of you are dodging little blasts of fire all the time.
18.
That was the DC. Yeah, you just ever so slightly, you see a little flicker of blue light along his arm. Reach out, grab to the guy, and yank him in place of where you would have grabbed him. Almost like traded their places and made it look more natural. It's like a natural transposition type deal.
So yeah, he's gonna... So yes, they are... He's throwing his people to save himself.
Sneaky in the grass.
I got an idea, but it's bad and it's gonna be...
That is six times, so that means you could go again, Art, to wrap it up.
I got or a anyone really could. Bad idea.
I love bad ideas.
Okay, this is just in the telepathic link. Speed of thought.
Telepathic? Oh, she's got a telepathic link now.
Yeah.
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 Screw you, Paul.
should I taunt him? Mm. Yeah, but that's not...
No.
That's not speed of thought.
Correct.
And the bard shall sing songs of Andara the coward, who does not fight his own battles. He relies on pushing his own men into the water.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going for that.
Yes, what's your performance?
We'll just
fights his own this. Battles for him and can then ask about what his roles are.
14?
I got a plus 11, so I'm not going to fail.
You only need an 18, so you guarantee a success.
It's a 16, so 27.
Yeah, you're very... He red in the face, he screams, "Kill them!" And
you get coward. Another 10 feet.
you guys just slide underneath his feet. And he from above he goes, "No one speaks of the fire touch like that," and throws a massive firebomb down at you guys, and a sheen of blue ice just
covers
the entire channel above it.
Nice.
Woohoo! And you hear and you see there are three men who look very similar to Kaelin, riding on white not quite horses. They're like a cross between an alpaca and a horse, maybe. They're very furry.
They look like they're horses that evolve for cold weather.
Mm-hmm. More, yeah, actually more like a cross between a goat and an alpaca, but bigger, like rideable size. Okay. They're, it looks like those fuckers could go upstairs, could go up mountains, could...
The wall has an 89 degree incline,
they can go up that. It could probably figure its way up that, yeah.
It's not a flat 90, they can go up it.
You would think the moment might even have like ability to like spider climb occasionally, like that kind of, the toes, man, the toes, they got toes, and they almost prowl like panthers. It's the wildest shit. You're like, these are weird animals. They're cool, but they're weird.
Somebody's
animals.
Somebody's excited.
Kaylin's family shows up on
saves the day.
Goat, alpaca. Panther.
High. Yeah, they couldn't do anything until we were past the wall.
Well, came in perfect timing.
And a man who's obviously a third grade throws himself off of his yips to his mount, which leaps bodily like just onto the fucking boat like a goddamn literally the mount launches itself in him onto the boat, 20 feet under the boat, and he just takes it in stride. And he says, "Oh, my boy!" And this massive, you know, like, far larger than Kaylin, sweeps his son up and says, "You did it! You brought the water back and get rid of the monsters!" And he, you know, he squeezes and he says, "My son is the hero!" And the you see, you know, from over, you see over yonder, off to the side, you know, and back from other people who are cheering now, you see what looks like someone who looks a lot like Andara, with a...
Slightly older?
Like, maybe two generations. Like, grandpa, probably. Yeah. Scowling, and then turning, and then, you know, walking away, but he's leaving trails of fire in his feet as he doesn't... He's not using an animal, he's just hot footing it, really, but it gives him some kind of speed boost to move through. And Thurgard is just... Imagine Stoic the Vast from How to Train Your Dragon, but alive.
Holy shit, Paul. What the fuck?
And less judgy. Like
less dead.
Like book, like movie two, not movie three, not movie one,
and not third. Movie three,
and definitely not movie three.
No, actually, more like the TV show version, to be honest.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
A little friendlier, but he's picking you up and he walks around and gives each of you a very firm, you know, forearm handshake, and you brought my son back, and he looks over and he sees Zai and he says, "You're here. What were they doing?"
Or
Zai.
Zai.
The emissary from the fucking sand tribes.
Oh, yeah.
He says...
Oh, I forgot.
You were on the boat, and they attacked you? He says, "The fire didn't matter to me. It was mostly the poison and the ice that I didn't enjoy." He says, "My family will be made will be told of this if this is not rectified." And he says, "We'll need to deal with that."
The bards will sing songs of Andara the Coward.
He says, "Oh, I already have people writing that down. Don't worry." He gives you like the up nod, like ironically up nod transfer generations. Up, you know, the up nod makes sense. He says, "It'll be noted, and we'll make sure that the council is made aware of one of the Scion's poor decision making skills." You are all whisked away to the council chambers, where you see that same old man, but Andara is standing behind him, on off to one side. It looks like it's grandpa, dad off to his right, and then Andara off to his left. Andara is fuming, but he's obviously trying to contain it. And you see that Thurgrid takes his son, you know, Kaylin, over, and obviously their grandpa's not around or isn't active anymore. And he speaks out to... And there is one other member of the council. They are Did I tell you who the religion was for Keaton? I thought I did.
Stormlord?
No, I think it was the Storm, but I'm double checking.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was.
Because I remember texting Cody about a battle cry he was supposed to use, and he didn't. He chickened out.
Yeah. I'm literally scrolling looking for the. If you can find it before I can, you get the inspiration.
I believe. What is it? The Desert City was Egypt, while this was more Norse.
Yes.
So then, wouldn't it be like Odin or
Thor? It was Thor. There's a priest of Thor who is loaded in what looks like what we would call like heavy leathers, but it's probably equivalent like plate mail made of leather.
Looks kind of familiar.
He looks dummy thick.
Plate mail made of what appears to be leather. Kind of like my old battle suit.
A little bit, yeah. But he's at his hip, there's a huge hammer.
Of course.
Lightning crackling off of it. As you can see it, there's a crystal charge.
Runes.
Set in the back. It's coated in runes. You actually look at the runes and you can read them.
Ooh.
This is the rune magic they use here. Is compatible with yours.
Okay.
So something for you to from something for you. Y'all go to the council. Ready? Fire touched. Hold on. Sorry. I'm just noting so I can. So the high priest of Thor, he looks out and he says, "People of Keaton, in our time of need, young Kaelin here," and he points over, "young Kaelin Frostwind, was sent to our sister city of Indale to look for anyone who could help us. And he has returned, successful. And with him, he brought the waters." Who here refutes that claim?
Oh, I do.
And Dara goes to raise his hand, and his dad like puts his arm around and gives the look that says, "I will fucking kill you. I can make more of you." That is the look. If you've never seen a father this angry, I have. Not my dad, but I know someone who literally looked at him and looked at his child and was like, "You're 15. I'm only 45. I'm only 40. I can make more of you." Dude was torqued. And Dara stops moving. Goes very still. Because his dad would absolutely end him and no one here questions. Anyone who knows the Fire Touch family knows the heirs have gone missing before. And then a new one pops up about 6 months later. Yeah. Or news of a new heir shows up about 6 months later. Or they found a long lost, you know, like essentially a branch family. They bring one in,
bastard line,
which they maintain very fastidiously, which is why those are the other people on the walls who are using real fire magic. They're probably all
cousins
or siblings.
Yeah,
and you people understand how like medieval politics work. You understand that.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the more fun, skill challenges we've done. Yeah. It felt like it had motion to it. I've been trying to find a way to make those more interesting. That definitely did it. Sorry. So, the High Priest of Thor, who does not give you a name, and they all just call him Thorson. Thorson. And he says, with no challenge, and he glares over at Indara. There can be no doubt. Please, travelers from the east, come introduce yourselves, and make your lineages known. Family lines are a big deal here versus the Indale, where it's much more individual. It's more, they're more individual. This place is more family. They're supposed to be
opposites.
So, does anyone step forward or
I'll step forward. Heck, it's a limelight. Yeah. I'm never going to turn that down.
And do you want to MC for all of them to make it easy on the people who aren't as comfortable? Okay.
Yes, I will definitely.
Kalen does introduce himself. He introduces himself. They all know it. He gives all this off like four or five generations of like the more notable family members, and then steps to the side and he says, "And I brought with me five fierce warriors."
Five, and then what's her name fades out. Four.
Exactly. He's like not sure if he counts like the one that's kind of not exist doesn't exist. Well, three and four, and no, he doesn't. He's never seen Bridget.
Yeah, she's been pointedly this whole time.
Never shown up when he's visible.
Yeah,
you guys have been traveling for months, and she's just like not been there. Food's just gone missing.
Well, Sal will intentionally like
make put it eat somewhere. Extra. They have extra on his plate. Yeah.
Well, no. A whole ass plate will just go missing.
Well, Sal will take it, whatever, throw it in, you know, somewhere out of sight, and
she'll go eat.
Exactly. Let her do what she does.
Honestly, she shrinks it down, but it's the same calorie density because it's shrunk, so it's perfect. But anyway, so Chris goes first. Chris, how do you announce yourself?
I haven't watched the movie in so long, but
Knight's Tale?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
My dad just saw that the other day, and he was just so like, we need to watch this. I gotta go to work.
It's so good.
Oh, good. Though. Yeah. He did such a great job with the, God. Chris so Holler good. And... Yeah.
You realize
master of music and muse, speaker of plants and trees,
wielder of the arcane arts.
Yep,
master of the arcane arts
and true master of the arcane arts
and crystal magic
and crystal magic. Yeah.
Son of da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. Who's next?
I go invisible.
You can't.
You're in the middle of everything. There.
No. Like, it feels like your powers are suppressed.
Oh, that's not good.
And, a red light appears, a red eye above your ears, above your head, that says, the light of Thor is upon you.
What the fuck?
It reveals all truth.
Fuck.
Please refrain from use of magic of that ilk while among us.
Ilk. So,
as an outsider, we will not hold it against you, but it is forbidden
within these chambers. To go invisible?
Within these chambers.
Okay.
Essentially, if someone goes invisible, they can gank. Or kill someone easy.
Got it.
This is the council chamber. Of course they have a way to fucking stop invisible people. Who's next?
Suppose that means me. Yeah. She's trying to fade out.
I can do Zai next if you want. While you think about it.
Sure.
Well, it'll be short. I can control F his name.
Barzai.
Oh, I was looking for his last name. Oh, my name is Barzai, Sun Touched, or Sun Blessed. I am the last of my line of the Sun Touched clan, or the Sun Touched family after the great incursion of 10 years ago. I am the apprentice to Yusuf. The greatest hunter ever born. And I am truly glad to have been introduced to you as a people. And he bows deeply and then steps back. You notice he does not list off any of his forefathers. And if you ask later, they were not necessarily the best people. he is of, ironically, he's the best of them, and he was kind of a dick.
He.
But he's obviously mellowed out, because you put him in his place, and he learned from it. Basically, he's just a teenager who was told he was hot shit.
Right.
He's the son, you know, the family blessed by Ra, and then they fucked it up. It would be very on flavor
for me to
for this to be what you do.
Yes.
And no one in here would question that.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Like, to let your face be the face.
Yes.
Let him do it so that the wallflower doesn't have to try.
Yes.
It's totally okay to do that. And honestly, I was honestly expecting it.
Yes.
To let him be your crier.
Yes.
That's his job.
Did you like those?
I did like those.
All right. So, and they're kind of standing there waiting for the next person to announce themselves.
I can do my own.
Okay.
I mean, I've got enough, of a presence that I don't mind, and I actually had a thought, so, you know. It's not just fully empty. That's terrible.
Okay.
I'll step forward. My name is Salvador. I am the Salvador, Master of Waves, son of Moku o Kewe. It's Hawaiian for the Big Island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Son of the island, yeah.
The Big Island, though, yeah, specifically.
Yes, but son of the Big Island, yes.
Yeah. I am called Salamander by, and I'll leave it at that, and performance and flourish as needed.
Understood. Sal rolled with it. Mike was more like, God damn it, I didn't get a chance to prepare this. Yeah. I understand. At one point, I had a character who had a fucking, like, a role for that, if it ever happened. It never did. But I had his whole lineage, like, in how I would announce it.
Well, he specifically is not saying his father, because he does not honor that.
He's also not 100% sure that's actually his dad. Genetically speaking. Yeah. Are you going to MC for Natalie?
I will MC for Natalie. Hold on.
Natalie, do you want
to? I can do it.
Okay.
You can do it.
I can do it.
If you want to do it, you can do it. I just want to make sure you have the option. I don't want to make
any I gave her a couple of things.
I was also thinking when I was going to the bathroom.
You're good. Then you can go ahead.
Sal and Chris are both like, we could do this if you want.
She steps forward. And begins talking so fast. But it is audible because I will say it. My name is Athena Lucille Richards. I am the daughter of the Herc and Nighthawk, two supers from our world. Oh.
A red light appears above your head.
Oh, yeah, it's a lie. It's not, Stels are adopted.
Now, if you correct her, you can correct yourself. He says, that is an untruth.
Well, technically speaking, they're my adopted parents.
The light goes away.
she's like,
which totally breaks her flow.
And then she starts turning normally, and she goes, Mistress of Illusions, a super cool huntress of epic renown, and, looks down at Murphy, friend of Bastet's, and then she turns around and goes back.
And Murphy hops on your shoulder. Murphy hops on your shoulder and says, I get to go.
No, get back here. And then she puts her hand in her head in her hand.
Do you stop him or no?
No, I let him go.
He says, my name is Murphy. I am the final remaining, the only known son of, I don't remember the name of his mother. I think I gave her
name.
I think I did just say
the missing
she was the name. The lost mother, and the wanderer of ways, and the protector of the pride,
and eater of mice,
the eater of treats, and the
sender of
basker in sunlight,
the master of sunlight.
There we go,
and he says, and this is my human. And pats her on the shoulder and says, It's your turn to turn around now.
She turns back around.
No, it's like, go sit down.
Oh, and then yeah, she goes sit down.
Is your turn? Oh, no, not stand. Is your turn?
Go sit back down.
Go back behind the first ones.
Stand behind Sal.
Stand behind Sal. Yeah. So
she's just like.
Thorson looks at each of you in turn and says, "Our people, thank you, Outworlders. We are not typically known for our hospitality to your kind. But regardless, we appreciate all you have done for us. As the Frostwind Clan has verified your claims of the return of the river, the Great River, and the removal of the majority of the Beast Wave, we shall meet with you in 2 days' time to ply you with the reward decided upon by the council." He waves his hand, and a gust of wind blows the door open, which is just a thaumaturgy cantrip, but it's all flavorful. Mm-hmm. And a trio of Thor priests, one woman, two men, walk in, and she says, "Please, go with the initiates. They will take you to your quarters." And Thurgrid steps forward and says, "We've offered to silence. Take them to their quarters." And you guys are let out. If you go with. Do you object, or do you follow along?
I don't think we have much of a choice.
Sure you do. You can always resist.
Yeah.
How logical or intelligent it is. Yeah. Holy different story.
Yeah.
No, we'll make the exit.
So you guys are actually only led down one tier, because you know it's built into a mountain, right? So the High Council is at the very peak of this mountain. It's not to the top of the mountain, but it's built into the very top of what's sectioned out. You're led down one tier and then up against the mountain itself, where you are led into what kind of amounts to like a 5-star hotel in our world. There are servants, and there are hot springs, and there are, I'm talking, it's done up right. This is obviously, they were not sending you somewhere to be killed. They were sending you somewhere where you would not be interfered with, and you wouldn't interfere with anybody else. There is an attendant who introduces herself as Deirdre. She says that if there's anything you need or would like to purchase or try and procure from the city, please let me know. I will send runners along with any funds you'd like to provide, or I can let the council know it's on your list. And we can potentially add that to the pile of rewards you're to be given.
Okay.
I've been asked to ask you, how would you like your payment in? We can provide it in the form of drips and drops, or we can provide it in items, or we can provide it in knowledge, or we can it really is a matter of what you're looking for, because if you are an outworlder and you have a means to go home, not everything maintains its value. And we want to make sure that you remember the people of Keaton kindly.
We'll remember most of you kindly.
Mm.
And Dara, not so much.
The fire... She was very political. The fire-touched family are... powerful.
Not nice!
Powerful and typically well-renowned.
I have a player character question.
Talk to me.
Zell?
He is still in the barge.
Okay.
Because it's massive. He made it big enough that it wouldn't melt.
Yeah.
And then they let you know it would be towed to the family estate of the Frostwinds, where it'll be safe, where he can go get his coffin.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I just figured I wanted to make sure that that was something that we didn't have to worry about right now.
Well, as for rewards, I think...
items and items knowledge. And knowledge. Mm-hmm.
Particularly, I was hoping to get, like, a primer or something on the runes.
Ooh, primer on the runes?
Like, speak with one of the initiates, be like, hey, I noticed the runes. I'd like to learn more about those.
She says, of course. If you'd like, I can call in one of the initiate trainers if you'd like a hands-on approach. Or I can get you a leather scroll and you can try and learn on your own.
Yes.
Both?
I'll make sure they leave one with you.
I appreciate that.
You'll be here for 2 days. I can probably get them to come here tomorrow morning about 6th bell. That's okay.
Sounds good.
I'm sorry. Correction. 5th bell, because it's every 2 hours.
Okay.
And then various selection of the crystals that you use for your empowering.
Understood. We can provide. I don't know how many of the larger crystals we can provide, but we can find a couple of the smaller batches if that's okay. Oh,
absolutely. And I will pull out the bag that we have. Too far.
If you tell her what you have in drips...
Yeah, I was going
to
say...
And you say, I would like to keep... Or you say, hey, spend this many on what we want.
Yeah.
Basically, like, let's say you want to keep, like, a dozen of them. Or let's say you want to keep 20 so you can give them to people at home. Because it's an oddity.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, actually, I was thinking about keeping 37, so I was going to give her 250 of them.
She says, I will make this stretch as far as possible.
That would be perfect.
Would you like me to just get an assortment of things, or do you have things you're particularly looking for?
Because these are more
potent magic items versus weapons.
Correct. So I would say just a generic assortment of them, just that way.
So mechanically, they have what are they called, spell touched items here. I believe that's what they're called. I'm 99% sure. Yep.
Yes, that is what you had called.
Yeah. Oh, piece of shit. Sorry.
Tell us how you really feel, Paul. Jesus.
Spell rot. Spell. I have one on a character. I'm trying to
remember. Enspelled.
Thank you. Enspelled.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. So they have enspelled staves, armor, and weapons. That's that for magic items. That's pretty much what they have. And then they have like you can find like a ring of cold resistance pretty easy.
If they feel up for it, I'd like to learn at least like the basics of that process because I figure it lines up with my.
They'll learn that it is pretty much, it is almost exclusively done with runes, and then a tiny crystal to provide the charge. The runes actually, like, channel the magic so it makes it more effective, but the crystal's providing the magic because they don't have it. She talks about how the fire-touched family don't need the crystals, and that makes them special. Because they can enchant it, because they have for their sorcerers.
So it sounds like I might be able to make some of these enspelled weapons or items.
It is theoretically possible. It would be part of a downtime. It takes an insanely long amount of time. Actually, when we go to the next semester, you guys will have access to the downtime rules and the bastion rules, which you can use.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of giving you that to play with, and now you know how to make the enspelled weapons. But enspelled staves can be any kind of spell, a level 8 or lower, that they contain. Same thing with armor is abjuration or illusion only. And then weapon is conjuration, divination, evocation, necromancy, and transmutation. You can get anything up to rare for sure, which means third level spells. Or very rare, which is up to fifth level spells. They're much less common. We'd have to roll to see if they have it available. Now,
do they require attunement?
They all do.
Which is where I run into a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Because I think, yeah, I have three.
What are the three? You have the your flame tongue type thing? Or what is it?
I have the Gauntlets of Empowerment, the Pariah Shield, and the Dragon Vessel.
What's the Pariah Shield do again?
If I have two, at least for every two allies I have engaged, you know, within 5 feet of me, I get plus one AC. I haven't used that effect because I usually stand on my own.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Like, now, here's the thing. If you were to trade that, it'd be fucking insane. They'd shit their pants because it's something that doesn't use runes, but it's still magic. You know?
Yeah.
So, that's something to think about.
Ooh, Inspelled Shield. Is that a thing?
Yeah. It's Inspelled Armor.
Where is all the inspelled stuff?
No.
I wrote in inspelled SH, and I got short bow, short sword, or shotgun. Mm.
No, inspelled shield technically isn't. I would say yes, it is.
Where are you looking at all the inspelled stuff?
I just put in the word inspelled into...
I was in my items. Character list on the manage inventory.
Oh, I gotcha, gotcha. Okay.
And I controlled that. I just searched the word inspelled. So, staves... here's the thing. They don't use your casting stat. It is... If it's a third level spell, it's 15... it's a third level spell, 15 save, plus 7 to hit. That is the number. Now, if it's up to fifth level, it'd be 17 plus 9, which is far better. Basically, they're to give a non-caster spells. There's water. As the toilets are cycling. So, Nana, this would be something you might want.
No, I was thinking something else.
Oh? What's that? What are you thinking of?
So, we still need to add crystalline to my claws. Would they be able to add crystalline...
You did that on your level up, actually.
On my bows?
You did that on your level up.
On my bows.
Your bows?
Mm-hmm. On my arrows.
Oh, so you went in addition to having crystal effect on your claw on your claws and bow from the thing that's absorbed in it, you want to get crystal arrows?
Yeah.
They can get you like 50 crystal arrows. They do a d6 of radiant when they hit. Or D8, whatever the normal elemental is.
It's a D6 for elemental.
Yeah, so they can get you 50 of those as part of your reward. It's kind of shopping simulator, but it's more like asking me what you want and I'll tell you if it's available thing. Do you not feel tied to the book?
How many D6?
What?
How many D6?
They deal one more D6.
So just add an extra D6?
Yeah, just like you would for Sneak Attack or Hunter's Mark. But it's radiant.
So my like lightning arrows, it's a D8.
That's what I'm saying. They would be the same as those. It's the same as, except they can't do radiant. You can because it's a crystal. And you get 50 of them, though. So that's a lot. Okay? You got that written down somewhere?
Yep. So, and then also, would they be able to teach me their languages in like a fast way?
Yes, they could. They have a crystal they can use for that.
Okay, both languages, fire and
ice. They actually recommend you if you would like both to wait for a better crystal. They can teach you primordial, which will do both. And yes, they'll include that for all of you, so you can speak to your guides.
Okay,
so everyone can write down primordial in their languages now. Chris, you already have it, right? I'm like 80% sure
he's got comprehend language, but.
Yes, I already have primordial.
So they will offer you another blank crystal that you can use to give anybody that will let you learn a language of their choice. So write down a blank language crystal. Learn any language, you just need someone who knows it. However, you will know it at their level. So if you find like a third grader, you'll get 30 grade of that knowledge. But yeah, no, and spell weapons are a thing. They're really cool. They're primarily to give a non-caster a way to cast spells.
If the spell requires concentration,
you maintain it.
Staying spells level third. Any restrictions on what the spell would have to be?
They're on the item. So like weapons can be conjuration, divination, evocation, necromancy, and transmutation. Armor is abjuration, illusion only. And the staff is any magic. But if you expend the last one and you roll a d20 and roll a 1, it breaks.
Got it.
So basically you get 5 of those a day versus the other ones you get 6, but you can put any fucking spell you want into it. And you know, I think what we'll do is I'll let you guys play with those in downtime. We will continue on and we'll say you just grab these. So of the things that aren't those... is there anything you want? So write like put in your notes somewhere that you need to. Is essentially, I'm gonna say each of you gets one inspelled item for free, up to 5th level casting. Okay. So write it down somewhere. Put it make a note for yourselves. One free inspelled item, 5th level spell. Up to 5th level spell. Okay. And we will figure out what those are. I don't care if it's a staff, an armor, or a weapon. Whatever you want. They take attunement, so it's not like they're going to break anything too bad. And they kind of function a little bit like powers, actually, which is kind of cool.
You said 5th level or...
Up to the 5th
level. 5th level spell.
Or lower.
Yeah.
Right. So but you just said 3rd level.
I said...
Like, 3rd level spells is what we could find here.
Guaranteed 3rd. 5th level, we would roll for it unless it's something that guarantees... Like, let's say if you want Kona fucking Cole, you can get Kona Cole. They got 700 of those fuckers. But if you're like, I want Wall of Fire, they're like, we will look. We'll see if anyone has one for sale. But is there anything else you guys specifically you guys want that would be more like a thing a place like this would have? Like, if you want a... Fuck, if you want to get a couple of those alpaca things to take home. You know?
Yeah.
They're known as grip claws.
No, we have enough odd beasts already running around our world. We don't need to add more.
But they're very friendly.
I repeat, we do not need to add a new...
Potentially invasive species. They're omnivorous.
I repeat, we do not need to add a new
omnivorous species. I dropped my cap. I found it. So Natalie, besides your crystal arrows, can you think of anything else Mirage might want?
Not really.
I know what Crystal asked for.
What?
Whatever their crystalline musical instruments are.
Absolutely. They'll be able to provide you... they focus mostly on drums and woodwind type things. Because what they use in the mountains, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Lots of horns. They'll provide you with a very fine crystalline horn. And a very fine crystalline drum, if you want them.
I'll definitely take those.
They ask what color crystal you prefer. Blue is most common here. They do have the occasion. Like, brown is not super uncommon. Gray is common, and they do have some in green, but they're rare. But they're more rare.
Blue is fine. I'm not picky.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and
what are you doing?
So
watching you type.
Cheater.
It's not cheating. Once again, if I look at the screen, I don't know what it says. I'm mainly looking at the time.
Oh, on this?
What do you think, Paul? You tell me what you think. Because I thought maybe if she did like a fifth level spell.
You're going to get one of those.
Okay. Well, I meant an additional one then. So like what she got with the find a path.
Maybe that's more of a like a very high level thing. This is more a magic item thing. Now, you could say you want like I'm trying to think of something she would want. Oh my god, she would want that so bad.
Tell me.
Swift Quiver.
What does that do?
I'm not sure that there's no way that's allowed. What kind of spell is it?
Transmutation.
So you can put that in a bow. Or a dagger at her hip.
Mm-hmm.
Spell the weapon, Swift Quiver.
And it does take up her bonus action.
I know. It's really fucking good, though.
I'm looking out for you, Natalie.
Thank you.
I've got a couple of items, 2 third levels and a fifth level.
I'm assuming that you're looking at Swift Quiver.
Ooh. Nope, can't read that one.
It's not the best choice.
Okay.
Is there something better?
Spirit Shroud. Let's go in with our claws and do an extra d10 each.
Could I do a Sentinel?
Not really. No. That's a feat.
No?
No.
Wow, that's kind of dumb.
Okay, what is something I want her to do? Let's think that, maybe. So, what would help?
Oh my god, the boots with boots of high heels. Is it like boots with a healing spell in them? God damn, that was hilarious. Oh my
fucking god, I want that though. So, the main thing, Paul, that I think of is, like, maybe, like, the amount of attacks. I know that she has 2. Maybe I'm thinking of Phelan, or whatever her name is, that had 3 attacks.
You mean Rin?
Who had 3 attacks?
Rin.
Rin had 3 attacks, that's
what I mean, you also attacked 3 times.
I mean, that was before
the... Conjure Minor Elementals? You can't upcast it, so it's not going to break my life.
Oh. I have 3 options. 1 fifth level and 2 third level.
You can... I think that might be fair. 1 fifth or 2 third might be a fair thing to do.
Well, I'm also willing to offer things in trade.
That makes a difference. I'll let you read this spell, Natalie.
I can't open my eyes. They're too shut. Ow! You conjure spirits from elemental fuck it hurts. Ow! Planes that flit around you in a 15 emanation for a duration until the spell ends. Any attack you make deals an extra 2d8. Mm-hmm.
When you had a creature in the emanation,
mm-hmm.
Essentially,
what's an emanation?
It's 15 within 15 foot of you. So you know your claws.
Yeah.
It basically says, "Rawr!"
I like that.
Okay, Mike, hit me with your ideas. This is an option for
you. Write it down. Write it down. I like that. I really like that. That's literally what I want to do.
Do you want the fifth level or the third levels?
Give me the fifth first.
Legend lore.
It doesn't work as an expensive material component. Doesn't it? Or is it not an image?
incense worth 250 gold and ivory strips worth 250 gold.
It cannot gold fit each. Yeah, they get burned. So it cannot go in there.
Damn.
And not that, just no, that's just not how it works.
I thought you'd appreciate it.
I like the idea. I do. So, Art,
what did you come up with? Both? Just the opposite versions?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to say now the Conjure Minor Elementals at 4th level does exist. So... Conjure... it is a dagger you wear at your hip. Actually, what would you like it? What shape would you like it to be? It'll be something made of crystal, or with a crystal in it.
What is it again?
It has to be a weapon. Actually, what kind of spell is it?
What?
Hold on, I'm almost there, Natalie.
What?
It is a conjuration spell, so it is a weapon.
What?
Okay, the Conjure Minor Elementals.
Yeah.
The spell that lets you hit harder.
I think it's a bangle.
It's a weapon, so it has to be a weapon you're carrying. Or it could be a staff.
It could be a crystal on my claws.
Okay, so you just want to be part of your claws. Okay, that's fine. Okay, that's fine. 4th level conjure. Okay. Salamander. You know what, guys? I think we should figure this out in between episodes. And when we come back, we'll have whatever everyone got, and all that. We can give it all to everybody all at once, and we'll save you the 20 minutes we just spent trying to figure that out. So hopefully Mike edited that part out for you. Well, with that, it's time to end.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, folks.
What?
Say good night.
Night.